The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast, courtesy of podfriend.com, and we take it for a spin, see how long we can hold on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we're going to check out Excess of Everything, a show about two girls and their excessive consumption of media and of media. Okay, this is weird. Podfriend kind of has some formatting issues here. Each week, Grace Campbell and Scarlett Curtis check in to recap the latest episodes of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the greatest TV of our time. Oh my God, I'm going to hate this. And then catch up about what they've been watching, loving, hating, and consuming. So right off the bat, I would normally not listen to this show. I think reality TV is just horrible. And I think I am finding that the more horrible you are on a TV, on one TV show. So let's say you're on The Bachelor and you're one of the females he's trying to marry. The worse you act, the better the chance that you're going to get your own spinoff show. So I have no idea what the name of this episode is. This is listed as a comedy, news, entertainment, politics, society, culture, TV, and film. I would call this TV and film. And here we go. Excess of Everything.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your
nothing
overall
like an
health
ad to give you that great first easier impression.
The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Oh, two ads, maybe.
Hello and welcome to Excess of Everything, a show about two girls and their excessive consumption of media.
With British Excess, Roy!
Writer, activist, and person who just got caught in a rainstorm.
I'm Grace Campbell, person who also just got caught in a rainstorm, comedian, writer. I was just swimming in the like torrential rain. It was so dramatic.
And I'm calling in from a cave.
Oh my God, we were in the sea, and as we got out to sea, it started to chuck it down.
Oof.
Each week, we check in to recap the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and catch up about what we've been watching, loving, hating.
Yeah, consuming, bitching about, following, unfollowing, all that, you know.
All that. Gracie, how was your week?
My week was fine. My week has been, you know, just
okay. For the record, I would chime out now based on Gracie's audio quality. That's horrible.
Discovering things about myself, just self-soothing my mental health, getting used to a new version of my life. I feel like Saturn's return. My world is changing a lot. My life's changing a lot. So I've just been tired. How's your week?
It's been okay. I think we've both had pretty shitty mental health weeks. But yeah, it's been fine. I actually have some Real Housewives drama happening in my village that I wanted to talk about.
Yes, let's get to the TV show.
I live in a very small village in Suffolk where I spent most of the year, and I'm back here now. And there's this lady here. I know everyone in the village and it's very nice, but there's this lady here who...
Now, this could be really good. If this is a good story, this would be a good save. Let's hear what's going on. What's the drama?
Who last year screamed at me.
No.
Twice. In a way that, like, I've never been screamed at before.
Oh my, OMG, you were screamed at.
It was fully mad. And now.
It was fully mad, I say. Good day.
Since Betty went missing, I've become like a kind of village celebrity, and so has Betty.
Oh my God.
And everyone knows us because everyone was looking for her when she was missing. And this lady is now trying to be friends with me and talk to me. And I don't know. Every time she talks to me, I kind of can't look her in the eye because I'm so scarred by her screaming at me that she doesn't remember.
That why did she scream at you?
She screamed at me twice. Once I like...
You've obviously never been married.
It was when we were walking on a bridge and we both started walking on at the same time and she wanted me to get off it because of social distancing, I guess. And then as she walked past me, she went, "Some people are so f***ing stupid." Like...
Oh my, you were called dumb? You have been scarred for life, by the way.
So scary. And then she screamed at me.
Scary. Scare. Okay, that's enough. Yeah. Okay, just based on Grace's audio, I do like the fact that you kind of got into a story quickly. I do find it interesting that if someone yells at you, you feel like it scarred you for life. You've grown up very differently than I have. Doesn't mean it's wrong. Just a little different. And the interesting thing is, the way we're doing the show now, I went to Google and typed in Excess of Everything podcast. And apparently you don't have a website. And the looks like third option down is Acast, which would explain why you have an ad at the beginning of your show. When I click on that, there's no way to subscribe to your podcast. So if you're wondering why you don't have that many downloads, I would like to hear the end of the drama, but that's the thing. But in all, I would not listen to this. I'm going to take that. I would listen to this. This would be one of those shows I listen to so I can scream at the phone or my dashboard, because this person is just way different than me. Doesn't mean she's wrong. Doesn't mean I'm wrong either, by the way. Just because you disagree with my opinion does not mean I'm right, and it does not mean you're wrong. It's interesting. I'll leave it at that. If you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, all you have to do is go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Get Reviewed. If you go, "Dave, I'm good, I don't need a review," go over to podcastrodeoshow.com/support and throw me a bone. Buy me a coffee, something like that. And I do appreciate you listening and keeping the show afloat. Thanks so much for joining me on my mission to rid the world of boring podcasts. We'll see you again with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show.